Sing to the Savior a song of praise. Come, let us worship the Lord. Trust in his might, walk in his sight. Come, let us worship, worship the Lord. Great are his wonders and grand his ways. Come, let us worship the Lord. Heavens proclaim,
Jesus shall reign.
Come, let us worship, worship the Lord. Let us worship the Lord, worship the Lord. Come, let us worship the Lord. Lift up your voice, sing and rejoice. Come, let us worship, worship the Lord. Son of Jehovah, yet Son of Man, conquering lion, yet sovereign Lamb. Worship, worship, come, let us worship the Lord forever. Worship, worship, come, let us worship the Lord. Sing to the God of eternity. Come, let us worship the Lord. He is a king, rise up and sing. Come, let us worship, worship the Lord. Sing to the victor of Calvary. Come, let us worship the Lord. Lord the Son,
Jesus has won.
Come, let us worship, worship the Lord. Let us worship the Lord, worship the Lord. Come, let us worship the Lord. Lift up your voice, sing and rejoice. Come, let us worship, worship the Lord. Son of Jehovah, yet Son of Man, conquering lion, yet suffering lamb. Worship, worship, come, let us worship the Lord forever. Worship, worship, come, let us worship the Lord. Worship the Lord. Worship the Lord. Come, let us worship. Worship, come, let us worship the Lord.
Good morning. Welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your church bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. We will have our All-American Picnic Fellowship Luncheon directly following the service, and everyone is invited to enjoy good food and fellowship. And it's a work of art that they're doing back there in the kitchen. All the food there that is being brought, that should really be enjoyable. Because it's the last Sunday of the month, all activities normally scheduled Sunday afternoon are canceled, with the exception of the 2 o'clock service at Pacific Hills Manor, which will proceed as usual. The Wednesday evening prayer service, beginning at 7:30 p.m., will feature the reading of the book of Ezra, chapters 9 and 10. Please refer to the insert in your bulletin for activities scheduled this week and next Sunday. The Sunday School Bible Study program continues every Sunday at 10 a.m., which has been going on for years and is available to children and adults of all ages. And I just mentioned this today because the teaching has been excellent, and it covers the scripture line by line, currently in the book of Hosea. This is a really valuable resource supplementing the teaching in the morning worship service. It can also be heard live on the internet at our website, www.bbcmh.org. And if you want additional information, please see Pastor Tomlinson for details. A final note, there will be a congregational business meeting 2 weeks from today on Sunday, August 14th, following the morning worship service. Our scripture reading for today, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm 9, verses 1 and 2. I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to thy name, O thou most high. Amen. Brother Olivas will be leading us in singing the first and last stanzas now of the hymns this morning. Let's begin our worship with hymn number 34, Immortal, Invisible.
Thank you, brother. Once again, it is great to see you folks here. A lot of visitors. Good to see y'all. Lots of old faces, new faces, and some in between. Amen. Amen. Anyway, we've got a lot of great food that's out there just waiting to be eaten later on. But while we hunger for that, we're also going to hunger for the spirit of the word. Amen. Amen. 34, immortal, invisible.
Immortal, invisible, God only wise, in light inaccessible, hid from our eyes, most blessed, most glorious, the ancients of days, almighty, victorious, thy great name we praise. Great Father of glory,
the light of the world is Jesus.
Go ahead and please stand and open your hymnals to 176, Break Thou the Bread of Life.
So much, will you please remain standing for prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of our precious Lord, the Lord Jesus. We read in the book of Psalms an expression from King David that we want to make our expression. He said, I will love thee, O Lord, you who are my strength. And Father, we want to say today with the whole heart, God, you are our strength. And our community life of a church body, and also in our individual life, you are our strength. Thank you, Father. Lord, as a family of God, we are grateful to meet again here at Bethel Baptist in Morin Hill, California. We are grateful for the great family who meets with us over the radio broadcast in KKMC, over the internet, across the country, and across other countries like Korea and England that we know they are listening. And so, Father, we are grateful that we can provide these broadcasts to people so that they can worship with us. Thank you for the many, many thousands of people across the states who listen and who send us notes and emails. Thank you, Father, for the encouragement. We want them to know that we love the Lord. We want them to know that there is only one God, the God of Israel, Jehovah. And we want the people to know that there is only one Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, to whom we adore and love. Thank you, Father, for the privilege of broadcasting. And now, Father, we are grateful for your healing power, and we are thankful that some of the people that we pray for, they are under care and good medical doctor attendance, but above all, for your wonderful blessing upon their life. And so we thank you, Lord, for Helen Manning, Mildred Eplica, Romulo Noriel, Elizabeth Nash, Jesse Dickinson, Dr. Joe McCormack, Kim Staskus, and Mike Murphy. These are the people that I know that have been sick, and they are in the process of getting well. And so, Father, we thank you for your healing power. We are grateful for our church missionaries, actual families and places. Carol and Ruth Knott in Seville, Spain. Eusebio and Marixa Perez in Malaga. Giovanni and Barbara Avendano in Guatemala. Martha Paretti in Buenos Aires. Dante and Maruja Ravines in Iquitos. Jose and Diane Avila now in deputation here in America. South Valley Pregnancy Care Center in Gilroy, California. The Christian Athletic Association in San Jose. Daniel and Emilian Lacey in the Road Race Ministries, and Fred and Carol Lewis in the U.S. Center for World Mission. Thank you, Father, that these people do a different mission work, everyone in their own gift. But, Father, they have the same purpose, that people may know that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior. And now, Father, as we go through the service, we want to honor you, we want to worship you, and we pray for blessings upon the choir, upon the reading of thy word. And I pray that you bless me with simple and truthful words so that the people may understand that you, O Jesus, are the light of the world. And Jesus, we pray, and always we thank you, Father, because your people provide for the ministry. They love you, and that's what they provide. And we thank you, Lord, for the good administrations of our officers in the church who care that every penny is placed in the proper place so that we never go in red. Thank you, Father. In 28 years and 10 months of ministry, we never have been in red. So thank you. Thank you, Lord, that you care for us and for your people who love us. In Jesus, we thank you. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you.
Thank you, choir. Will you please take your Bibles now and turn to the book of Exodus? If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 95. We will be reading Exodus chapter 25, verses 31 through 40. Please stand now for the reading of God's word, Exodus chapter 25, verses 31 through 40. And thou shalt make a candlestick of pure gold. Of beaten work shall the candlestick be made. His shaft and his branches, his bowls, his knops, and his flowers shall be of the same. And 6 branches shall come out of the sides of it, 3 branches of the candlestick out of the one side, and 3 branches of the candlestick out of the other side. 3 bowls made like unto almonds, with a knop and a flower in one branch, and 3 bowls made like almonds in the other branch, with a knop and a flower, so in the 6 branches that come out of the candlestick. And in the candlestick shall be 4 bowls made like unto almonds with their knops and their flowers. And there shall be a knop under 2 branches of the same, and a knop under 2 branches of the same, and a knop under 2 branches of the same, according to the 6 branches that proceed out of the candlestick. Their knops and their branches shall be of the same, and it shall be 1 beaten work of pure gold. And thou shalt make the 7 lamps thereof, and they shall light the lamps thereof, that they may give light over against it. And the tongs thereof, and the snuff dishes thereof, shall be of pure gold. Of a talent of pure gold shall he make it, with all these vessels. And look that thou make them after their pattern, which was showed thee in the mount. Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you for your mercy in giving us the Bible, revealing the person and work of our Lord Jesus Christ, who said, I am the light of the world. We praise you and thank you, Father, for giving us your Son, whose life and sacrifice of his blood on the cross satisfied the implantation of justice on our behalf, dying for our sins. We are eternally grateful that by your grace alone we will dwell in your house forever. Help us by the Holy Spirit's power to keep the commands of the Lord Jesus, that we might demonstrate our love for him. Bless your servant now, our teacher and pastor, as he comes to bring your message from the scriptures. May we and those listening on the radio and internet and CD gain greater understanding of the indispensable truths you have provided for us in the Bible. In Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen. You please be seated.